This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The Volume.
Hi, I'm Sloan, and I know basketball. Today's guest started as a three-star recruit in high school and is now a 10-year NBA veteran. His journey from hooping in LA to earning first-team All-Conference at Colorado and now playing for his hometown Los Angeles Lakers is a story you won't want to miss. So, let's get to know Spencer Dinwiddie.
Okay, so Spencer, I'm 16, which I'm sure for you that was a really long time ago, but I need you to think back to when you were 16 and tell me what you were like personality-wise.
Not to age myself. 16's like half my life ago, I guess.
I
was a sophomore, junior in high school. At that time, I was kind of starting to come to my own as a basketball player. I understand I was probably going to, you know, at least be able to go Division I. I think there was a lot of maturation and growth that kind of was happening at that time. And, you know, but I was still in a normal high school experience. It seems like you're traveling the world and living out your dream already.
Yeah, it is really cool. So at 16, obviously, you grew up in Woodland Hills, which for those of you who don't know is basically a little bit outside of Los Angeles. But at least being in that area, did you have any relationships with any NBA players?
I grew up in in the heart of LA, South Central area. Mm-hmm. I mean, by the time I was 16, though, I was living in around View Park, which is close to Culver City. Mm-hmm. I bussed out to Taft, the Woodland Hills. I mean, I went to high school with Larry Drew. Mm-hmm. He ended up, you know, having a couple stints in the NBA. You end up crossing paths with a lot of guys just in the high school AAU circuit anyway. But I wasn't super heralded, and I didn't have anybody in my family that was in the NBA or anything like that. So I didn't get to kind of get, you know, ushered in or groomed into that, you know, situation.
Have you always been a Lakers fan?
Yeah.
So your 16-year-old self would be, this would be crazy.
Oh, no. Listen, if you could have told my 16-year-old self that, hey, in your 10th year in the NBA, you're going to play for the Lakers and all that stuff, he would have took whatever consequences came with that. He'd have took both ACL tears, all those stuff.
Anything to be here?
Yeah. I'll do it.
So I heard that in high school and now, obviously, you're really smart. How did you balance being a student and an athlete? And I guess, what advice can you give to kids that are trying to balance that student-athlete life?
I mean, I credit my mom a lot. She got a PhD from USC. She's brilliant. Stressed academics early. I'd like to think I'm fairly intelligent. So school kind of came easy. I was able to, you know, get good grades. With effort, but not too much effort. I think what I really sacrificed growing up was just social life and that stuff. I think you can kind of pick two, you know, basketball, school, having fun. And so I just delayed my fun until I got an NBA, basically. You know, back a couple years. I did have a little bit of fun junior year of college, but other than that, No, I mean, I pretty much had that delayed gratification mentality. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just stuck with what would get me far in life.
Yeah. So after high school, what was the thought process with choosing Colorado? I know you had an offer from Harvard, which is obviously a non-traditional path to go down, but I think a lot of people now are starting to sort of try the Ivy route and, you know, they want to be that first option.
For sure.
How did that go for you?
Basically, I mean, again, my academics were pretty solid. So you had some of those prestigious schools on that side looking at me. Mm-hmm. I got pretty much most of the Pac-12 to offer me. Along with obviously Harvard, but the differentiating factor between most of the Pac-12, Colorado and Harvard, was Colorado and Harvard really just stressed like, hey, we love you. You're going to be a centerpiece of, you know, our recruiting class. You're going to be the guy that we want. And then when it came down to those two schools, I really just had in my mind that I wanted to go to the draft early. You know, at the time, I knew I wasn't going to be one and done. I wasn't McDonald's All-American or anything like that. But I really, in my heart, believed I could do 2 years and leave. Mm-hmm. And there just wasn't a precedent for somebody doing that from the Ivy League. So I knew if I go to the Pac-12 conference, mm-hmm. play against the best players, show my talent against them, mm-hmm. then I might have a chance to leave after 2 years.
Yeah, and what are your thoughts as a Colorado alumni on Coach Prime coming and taking over?
Oh, it's epic. It's epic. Mm-hmm. I went back, caught a couple games. I got to meet him, talk to him a little bit. You know, he's an inspiring guy. I see how he's turned the program around. I mean, I'm excited to be a part of it. Like, I loved every second of going back.
Yeah, super cool. So I guess now we jumped around and we were talking about college, but I want to go back to high school for a little bit. So you were a 3-star, mm-hmm. and you were ranked 128th nationally in high school, which is not necessarily a common route for a guy who's now been in the NBA for 10 years.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to high school athletes who are not top 10, top 100 recruits, but want to succeed in their sport?
I mean, I think being realistic with your game, mm-hmm. I think, you know, for me, I grew gradually. I wasn't very athletic, so I had to gain a lot of skills and versatility. I think as I was able to get taller, stronger, and more athletic, that's kind of when my game blossomed. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was kind of a late bloomer in that standpoint, mm-hmm. in terms of high school. But yeah, I mean, the more you can be realistic with your craft, work hard every day, obviously develop a routine, but just never be too big for any role.
Yeah.
I think that's how you last 10 years in the league. I've been everywhere from a first option to literally the 15th option guy that doesn't dress and is about to get cut. So, you know, and each role, 1 through 15, has its own challenges that you have to prepare for.
I love that. Also, so I know in your class of those, all those, you know, 127 recruits above you, there was Michael Carter Williams, Anthony Davis, etc. Growing up in the AAU circuit, can you tell us a story about playing a guy like that?
I mean, my best AAU story is probably when we won the Adidas Super 64 going into my senior year. Yeah, I mean, we played like Memphis Elite and other guys that were big time at the time. You know, we were kind of an unheralded secondary pump and run team from California, was able to win it. I know now it's like all EYBL, Nike circuit and stuff, but back then the Adidas circuit, like, it was like, what was it, Adidas Big Time, Super 64, then there was one at LMU that I can't remember the name of, were like the big time tournaments at the time, so it was the equivalent of like winning the EYBL type of thing.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the way that sort of AU basketball has evolved into this now like crazy thing on social media, and everyone knows these kids before they even make it anywhere really close to the league?
I mean, I think in terms of exposure, it's dope, right? Like, you want everybody to be able to expand their brand or get their money, capitalize on name and likeness and all that stuff. I think for the priority of, or the prioritization of the in-game experience, I think is kind of trash now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen, you know, some guys like let guys go get dunks and, you know, so they can get their highlights 360, you know what I'm saying, dunks on the break, stuff like that. Like, you know, coming up, we played to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was just it. Like, you went out there, you tried to win the game, you won or lost, whatever it was, you tried to learn, get better. Like, it was kind of a simple formula. We didn't have as much outside noise, and we weren't giving guys breakaway dunks, like, you know, just so they could get their, you know, mixtape off or whatever. Like, so to me, that's something that I'd love to see change for sure.
Yeah. And I think on that note, something interesting is like, it's like guys are playing for themselves, not their team.
Exactly.
You know, because they want to shine, not their team, but it's a team sport.
Yeah. And don't be wrong, there's always going to be an element of that, right? Like, like in the NBA now, everywhere you go, like, everybody wants to do well.
Obviously,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you have to understand your role and try to be a star in that as well.
Yeah.
For the collective success, because you know, rising tide raises all ships. You know, mm-hmm. and like I said, there's been times where I've averaged 20 in the league, and a 16 point game might be considered bad, and obviously we lose, and you know, I have to be better. Whereas, like, you know, I've been, again, the 6th, 7th, 8th guy, whatever, you come in, you get 16 points. You probably play really well, yeah. You're super efficient, you help your team win. It's the mm-hmm. same number, but different context. And so guys got to understand that.
Yeah. So I liked hearing about you at 16. Again, that was so long ago, I know, almost half your life ago.
Yeah.
I feel like I really got to know you as a 16-year-old. I don't know if we'd be friends. I feel like maybe we would
bond. That would be cool.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Now I want to know about you now. So, Spencer, what was your I made it moment?
I made it moment?
The head scratcher?
Yeah, that's tough.
Quite literally.
Yeah, no, that's tough. I mean, I haven't really dwelled in some of the accomplishments. I mean, I'd probably go back to maybe my game winners against Detroit,
mm-hmm.
Which probably came in my 4th year in the yeah. NBA, maybe. Just because of everything that had gone on. You know, my first 2 years not playing at all, pretty much. Getting cut, you know, in D-League, signed to Brooklyn, all sort of stuff. And then, you know, to come back, play the Pistons. It had to be my 4th year. I don't think it was my 3rd year because I signed late that year. But, yeah, probably my 4th year mm-hmm. and having the game winners. One in Little Caesars. And then, you know, a couple big shots in Barclays as well. Probably was when I really felt like, you know. Oh, actually... Let me take that back.
Okay.
Let me take that back.
Okay.
Yes, those were big time moments where I felt like solidified in mm-hmm. the NBA, but probably the one game that I can remember in Detroit that I remember being like, I belong, was against the Wizards, ironically. John Wall, who I just did a podcast with, and somebody yeah. that, you know, at the time was one of the best point guards in the league and kind of look up to. I think that was like my first 20 point game or something. I would say, that was cool. I like tip dunked my own miss in that game and stuff. It was mm-hmm. it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw on the John Wall podcast that you said you're gonna sleep for a year after you retire. Like, yeah. Are you being for real? Do you think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna yeah. get like a man cave and like hibernate.
Yeah, I'm a hibernate.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, nah. Like you said, I mean, mm-hmm. think about it. I climbed from what 128 in my high school class
mm-hmm.
to even get to the spots and things, and now yeah. 10-year career, and you know that's been an odyssey of itself. You mm-hmm. know where. Things have happened that haven't necessarily been the greatest, and you know, now
yeah.
when it's all done,
you deserve it. Yeah,
I'm gonna take a nice little siesta.
So obviously, the free agency process is something that you're very familiar with, and people in and around the league are very familiar with. But us fans, we have so much to say about it, and yeah. sort of don't really know what actually goes into yeah. it. When you are looking at teams and talking to them, what are green flags that you look for?
Green flags, I think. You know, obviously when they have a specific plan for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you look around the roster and it doesn't seem to be like conflicting messages.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, and this hasn't necessarily happened to me because I was mostly in free agency just like one major time.
Yeah.
But let's say they have 3 centers on the roster and then they promise, you know, another center that they're going to start or something like that. It's like,
how doesn't make sense.
It doesn't yeah. make sense, you mm-hmm. know? So, you know, some of that goes on. I think obviously, you know, you definitely want the financial component to be whatever you want it to be in terms of market value. Then you gotta look at like living areas.
Yeah.
You know, is it conducive to whatever lifestyle you enjoy?
Your vocabulary is like insane. I'm like half these words that you're saying, I'm like, I have not learned what those mean yet.
Nah,
conducive. Nah. What does that mean?
it just blends well.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
You know, if for example, let's say you wanted to party, like I think Miami's probably a great city.
Yeah, okay. You know, oh, so Miami's, I understand.
Some of that nature.
That. Yeah. Yes, okay, gotcha.
But yeah, I think it's just a multitude of factors.
Mm-hmm.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more.
Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
So I once saw a story where Shaq said he had signed with the team midseason and he like broke the record for the amount of money, I don't know, spent in Walmart in one day or something, because he just moved to this city. So he like bought like TVs, like food, refrigerators, etc. In the first 48 hours that you signed with the Lakers, what went into that whole process?
Oh, I just got a jet and came home. I didn't break any Walmart rules. I mean, obviously, I already had this house.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm from here. So, you know, when I signed, I mean, should I have a house in Dallas too? But both of those places were like home. So when it was coming time for that kind of decision, that's really all I was doing, was just going back to the crib, basically, and just trying to like reset, regroup, take a split second to kind of refocus and then.
Yeah.
Figure out what that team needs from me and dive in.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So you're playing the Cavs on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Walk us through your preparation process for that game, or I guess any game, whatever team it would have been.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one's a little bit interesting because that's a noon game. So, you know, I'll probably have to get there at 8 or 9 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll be up relatively early. Yeah, it'll probably just be smoothies before that game. Nothing too crazy.
What's your smoothie order?
No, I can't. If I give you a secret recipe, if I give you a secret recipe, I gotta kill you.
Okay.
I tell you
oh right my now. God, okay.
That's the way it works.
Okay.
That's the secret sauce.
That's what, like...
That's what, no, nah, that's a beef and fruit or how I...
Every city you drink the same smoothie?
Roughly.
Wow.
Roughly. I have a couple staples in the smoothie, and then sometimes, you know...
You switch it up, okay.
Yeah, and then also sometimes certain cities have more health food options, like sea moss, et cetera, and some don't, so...
You know. The situation is giving like Plankton from SpongeBob, where they like steal the secret thing for the Krabby Patty.
You can't do that. Krabby Patty formula, it stays locked up in the safe.
On the topic of food, what is your post-game cheat meal?
Cheat meal?
Yeah. Cheat meal is like when you're like, because, you know, you're an athlete, right? Like you have to be really healthy. But like, let's say you just like have a really good game, whatever, and you go home and you're like, oh, I need to go Chick-fil-A, like that type thing.
Oh, no, I don't even bullshit like that.
Oh, so you never have a cheat meal.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Basically, so like 90% of the time I eat steak and fruit. Like that's my entire diet, basically.
Okay.
But
how do you cook your steak?
Medium.
Okay. Same.
With that being said, though, my cheat thing to do is peach cobbler. I love peach cobbler.
Okay. Strong. But that still follows with like the fruit thing, you know?
No,
like,
but that's
okay. Well, that's true. There's other things in there. Yes.
I meant like raw fruit, basically, like.
Oh.
Not, yeah, like, or blended in smoothie.
Oh, I see.
Raw fruit and okay, blended in smoothie. But.
Well, okay, this question now has changed a little bit because you seem pretty picky, but what is your favorite restaurant in L.A.?
I don't have one, but my favorite restaurant in New York, which I was just there, is Coat.
Okay, I've never been there.
C-O-T-E, Korean. It's like the only Michelin star Korean steakhouse in the country.
That sounds fire. Wow.
No, it is.
Have you tried the Kogi truck? Do you know what that is?
I have no idea.
It's like this, like, Korean truck. In LA, and it's like Korean barbecue, and it's like in Venice, like on Abbikinney. You can like, oh, literally the best food I've ever had. It's insane.
Oh, yeah. If you like Korean barbecue, then
so far.
Go to Coat.
Which NBA fandom is the craziest to play against?
To me, probably the Knicks, just because I had like beef with them for so long. Because like when I was in Brooklyn the first time, they were ass. So I used to troll them all the time. Because you got to remember, like, in terms of prestige and franchise, like, of course, the Nets are the little brother to the Knicks, but we was really whooping that ass. You feel me? So they would talk crazy. And it's like, yo, y'all haven't been good for a long time. So then when I got back, the tables had kind of turned, and they were giving me hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You and Spike ever get into it?
No, no, no. Me and Spike never got into it. I don't think Spike was invested enough at the time because, like, they slumped.
They weren't,
Man, like, I done had, like, 30-point games in the Garden and stuff, like, walk-off dunks and shit. Like, they weren't. Yeah, they were. They sucked.
In the next 5 years, who do you think is going to be the face of the league and why?
I hope it's Anthony Edwards because, man, that boy good. He's nice. And he's got a...
his personality is just, like...
He's funny, but he's got, like, a streak to him where he wants to... take on the challenge.
Yeah.
I think a lot of guys don't. You know, I think a lot of guys, they'll play offense or they'll play defense. They, like, Anthony Edwards, game on the line, wants to stop the best guy. Like, it's some of that old school throwback Kobe type type stuff.
Or what? You know, the rumors about MJ being his dad, right? Oh, man,
I ain't getting into that.
So you played on five different teams in your career with some pretty incredible teammates.
Yeah.
Can you give us your starting five of your best ever teammates?
Oh, man. Luka, for sure, was in there. At the one. Brian is definitely my four. KD's my three. AD's my five. I didn't really play with James. You feel me? Like, we were on the same team, but I didn't really play with him. So, I mean, I would probably have to go Kyrie at the two.
No Jalen Brunson love?
Over Kyrie's at two?
Probably.
As a one, I might be able to give JB the nod, I think. You know, but... as a two, like Kyrie, people don't understand. Kyrie is at the two is tough. Like if Kyrie was like 6'7", it'd be a different style of conversation for real.
In Dallas, obviously Jalen Brunson wasn't the same player that he is now in New York. But could you? I know you only played with him for a year, but could you guys see that like he had something like cooking in him, like he was going to be a star?
Star? I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna go with star, but like. You definitely saw it. I mean, when he got those Luka style possessions when we were in the first round against Utah, like we were beating Utah without Luka. You know what I'm saying? Some of that is like
that was running through him.
Like, you know, in that series, obviously you could see like, okay, this guy can really like run a team. He can score at a big time level. I think he had 40 in one of the games. So you just knew like some of that obviously is also Dallas offense because like. Man, they make it easy on the guard over there. Well, I used to love that. But yeah, no, JB's cold. Like, JB's super cold.
Okay, so during your NBA career, all 10 years, who has been the hardest player you've had to guard?
Probably prime James Harden. Houston James Harden?
Yeah, that's himself.
Yeah, because he was like, I hope when he sees this, he understands what I'm saying, but he was like fat, quick.
I'm telling you, he's
really strong as hell, but he's like, he was really quick. So all that like blow you to sleep, tween, 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 and then he'd hit that sharp cross, and if he shifts you, he gets you on, you know what I'm saying, on his hip, you're not getting around him, and then obviously we all know about the step back.
Yeah.
He got the leg kick the whole nine, it's 4-point play. And, you know, when you go back 5 years or so, when he was doing all that sweep through stuff, they was calling it every time.
Yeah, he gets a lot.
Yeah, like now they don't really give it to him the same. Skinnier. I mean, he wasn't ever skinny for real, but you know, like he would do that. He'd end the game with 20 free throws, 15 threes.
Yeah.
You know, taken, obviously, not made because that'd be insane.
Yeah.
You know, so like, how are you going to stop that shot profile? Like, he's going to make 18 out of 20 free throws, he's already in a rhythm. If he makes seven out the, you know, 20 or 7 out of 15 threes, he's already at damn near 40 points.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I hear you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
So now, obviously, you're LeBron's teammate. Mm-hmm. What is one behind-the-scenes thing that he's done that's really, like, show you, like, he's just that great?
I think it's just his routine. Every day he's locked in, ready to go. He's always getting his work in. He's just he's militant about it, more mm-hmm. so than anybody I've ever seen in my career. And obviously mm-hmm. I've been around a plethora of great players, but he just seems to be the most, like, diligent.
Yeah.
Like, every single day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Spencer, so you know, like in a high school yearbook where there's superlatives, like yeah. who's most likely to be president, who's most likely to, you know, be famous, whatever. Me and you are going to do some Lakers team superlatives.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is the most drip?
Vando.
That's obvious. Okay. Who has the best playlist? Or like on the team bus, who's getting ox?
I think AD might get the ox.
Really?
I think he does.
I wouldn't even touch that. Okay. Who has the best golf game?
AR.
Yeah, obviously. Okay. Who has the best crib? And it can't be LeBron or yourself.
Nah, AD got the best crib. Like, D-Lo did that backyard podcast. Mm-hmm. Says like the White House. Different. It definitely ain't mine. I mean, mine. I think it's cool.
I like this house. There's such good lighting.
I didn't get it for the lighting, but thank you. I
mean, you're welcome. You know, that's always how I think. Like, I have a TikTok mindset, you know? Like, especially when I walked in, I was like, okay. And then I already, like, started taking selfies on the couch, you know?
I ain't mad at it. You think?
Who is the team dad?
Team dad? Since I've been around, probably Gabe Vincent.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Not Bron? Like, I feel like as, like, the old...
Hell no. Nah.
Like, I know he's, like, okay, whatever. I know he... Yeah.
Bron kind of goofy. Like, mm-hmm. like he can...
Yeah.
Jump through generations. And, like, I think that's one of his best gifts, too. Like, he's very smart, but he knows how to, like, bond with a 20-year-old is the same as you're going to bond with a 40-year-old. Like, mm-hmm. speak the language that he needs to speak to communicate his message. It's actually pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, lastly, for the superlatives... Okay, this is a multiple-part question. So, is there a Lakers team group chat? Who texts on it the most, and what is it called?
Oh, yeah, now there is. It's like, I don't forget. It's Forced.
You can't forget.
I mean, it's on my phone. It's Forced 440 dogs or some shit. I don't know.
That is not exciting. I really wanted it to be something exciting.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Who texts it the most? I know who gets ignored the most is Rui. Nobody want to hear what Rui got to say.
That's so sad. Man. How's his English in texting?
Oh, he texts English perfectly. Okay. It's just when he speaks sometimes.
Yeah. Do you text on it a lot?
Eh, I just got in.
So it's like
a month ago. So uh-huh. I'm new to
you. You're the new guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they had to add you. Everyone had to get the notifications. Buzzer did when he got added to the chat.
Definitely.
I like that. Okay, lastly. So this podcast is called Sloan Knows. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this next segment is called Sloan Knows Your Game, but to you. So I'm going to ask you trivia about yourself, Spencer.
Okay.
And I feel like you're a competitive guy, and you may think that you're going to be really good at this, but no one is good at it. Like, really no one.
Really?
And I know you're really smart, okay, and I'm sure you have a good memory, but I go deep, shit. Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So also another thing that I want to add is this is not like a complaining with the ref situation. Like, I will tee you up and like this podcast episode can be over. Okay? So like you need to like, you cannot complain about the scoring. Okay. Like, this is very much like, I mean, I'll give you like half points. We'll see how that goes. Okay. What was your high school GPA?
I think it was 3.4.
No, actually it was 3.2.
Really?
Over one. Okay. In your first ever college game, Colorado beat Fort Lewis by how many points?
I'm pretty sure it was up by like a million in the game, but maybe we won by 14?
Okay, I'm going to give you one more guess because the a million was closer than the 14.
Yeah, 32?
Oh, okay, 35. That's like half a point. So, okay, you're at 0.5 out of 2, I guess. In your sophomore season at Colorado, how many games did you start?
I started all of them.
Yeah, but how many games was that?
Oh, shit. The college season is usually, if you're good, you go like 23 and 10, 33?
Yes.
Oh. Hey, look at that.
1.5 points. Great. Okay. In your first NBA season with the Pistons, what was your season high in minutes?
My first season. My first season should have had the 20-point game, so I...
But this is in minutes.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm saying, so that means I at least hit 30 minutes. So I'm going to go with... No. I'm going to go 28.
Oh, so close. 29. That, like, has to be... That's sweat cap credit. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. I got to
get
it. And I could see, like, it was rolling in there. Yeah, okay. So, like, 2 points, I feel like. That's, like, basically where we're at. In 2019... to 2020, you averaged the most points in your career with the Nets. How many points do you average per game? I want to be like exact to the decimal.
To the decimal?
Like, my math teacher would be like, you have to round, you know, or else it does not count.
I know roughly what it was, but I'm going to go 20.6.
Spencer, okay, yes, that is correct.
So I always say 21, so I remember it was over 20.5. Yeah.
Which I guess, technically, if you were to round up, it would be 21, you know, because we're both so smart. So we're just
there you
like,
go.
Like
yeah, that. Man.
Okay. So we're at like 3 points. Wow, that's much better than most people have been doing. I mean, even though you didn't go to Harvard, you have a Harvard brain score. Yeah, wow. Okay.
You should ask the SAT score. I remember that one. 1400 out of 1600.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I saw that. There was an article written in the Harvard Crimson about how you had a 1400. And can you actually tutor me? I'm doing my stuff right now. I need some tutoring.
Fun fact, I took that my freshman year high school, and I took it again.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's why I didn't take the 2400 one, because by my junior year, they said if I took it again, then I'd have to do that one. I was like, I'll just live with that score.
No. Okay. How many threes, this season, how many threes did you average per game, or how many threes have you averaged per game?
Oh, man. taken or made?
No, made.
Two?
Well, okay, to the decimal.
Fucking A. 1.8?
Yes. Spencer, my gosh. Okay.
Hey, listen.
This is the best Sloan Knows trivia of all time. Hey, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see. You have a good memory. I think you can get this. You were drafted 38th in the 2014 NBA draft. Who was drafted 37th and who was drafted 39th?
37 was DeAndre Daniels.
Yes. Do you know where he went to college?
UConn.
Yes. Okay.
He went to my high school.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
39th. Was that
Grant? Yes. Can you tell me where he went to college?
Syracuse.
Yes. There we go. Okay. 2 points. 6 out of 6 out of 7. Oh my God.
Hey.
Okay, this is crazy. So this is your last question, okay? What was your free throw percentage your rookie year?
It was high as hell.
Yes, it was.
It was high as fuck. It was like, because I didn't take none, but it was like, it was like 90, 91 or 92 or some shit like that.
But to the decimal.
91.2.
Okay, there's this has to be a cheat code. Yes, that's crazy. Oh, my God. Hey, this is a slow nose legend right here. Okay?
Listen,
this is
what I do.
This is Spencer knows what this is crazy. Now, Spencer, for the last question, who do you want to nominate to be the next slow nose guest?
To beat me or just to do it?
To do it. And then maybe if you want to be strategic about this, you would pick someone that wouldn't beat you. You know what I mean?
Oh, if I want to pick somebody that ain't going to beat me, I'd nominate Luka Doncic.
Okay. I mean, that is a good nomination. Luka Doncic, you heard it right here. People, Spencer Dinwiddie, Luka, we're about to take that phone call right after this episode.
And if I want to nominate somebody that possibly could beat me, LeBron James.
Oh, what a great nomination. Man, that's so look. Wait, I've actually never heard of that guy. I don't think I can have him on. He's not like big enough of a guest, I think.
No. He's not really there.
Yeah, no. But you're Thanks guys, bye.
Thanks for listening. You can get links to my socials and see behind the scenes fun from Spencer and I in the show notes, or just search at Sloan Knows on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Remember, that's Sloan with an E.
The Volume.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.